Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book and the Spirit of America Party a radio show. My name is Abu Tam, the American fundamentalist, and tonight we're going to celebrate the success of the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, TNS. Yes, after his name, there are three letters, TNS. Takes no shift. He's done a magnificent job, and now he's in the middle of a crisis, and in spite of the Democrat Communist Party laying down all kinds of obstacles to prevent his success, he is beating them at every turn. Right now, as we speak, and tonight is Good Friday, and we'll have a tribute, the president was praying on TV today. He controls two stations on Fox News, Fox Regular News and Fox Business. So if you watch him, and every night, it's called the President Trump Show. It usually starts somewhere between 5 and 6 o'clock, and he will speak for 2 hours, and he will bring you up to date on the condition of the country. Because right now we're going through a terrible disease, and I just hope that the Chinese Germ Warfare University in Wuhan was not experimenting with the world. 182 countries have been affected by this disease. So I love to watch our president, and if you miss him on Fox regular news, you can pick him up on Fox Business News, because after he does his show on Fox regular news, the show then gets rerun over at Fox Business News. And it's great. If you look and you sit and watch, you will see that the entire press corps, with maybe the exception of one person, is totally anti-Trump and yearning for the days when Hitlery almost won. Or the Obamunistas, alias Communistas. President Trump has accomplished more in 3.5 years than it took 8 years for the Obamunistas to infect all government agencies, three layers down. The FBI, the CIA, the EPA, the Snake Department. It's unbelievable. Okay, so we're going to start off with the tribute to God's intervention, President Donald Trump. Hang in there. Bartender, a champagne, I have a Trump coupon. Remember when the communists attacked Kate Smith? A whole World War II generation loved Kate Smith. She was a patriotic lady. But the communists running around with a 1914 race card labeled her a racist. In the grave. She's buried for at least 20 years. And the communists decided not to destroy Kate Smith, but to destroy American patriotism. Because Americans are different. You don't know that. It's in you. It's in you. I don't know how or when it happened, but the spirit of America is in every American. There are certain things we will not tolerate. There are certain things that we excel in above all other nations. One of them is creativity. So, here's my tribute to Kate Smith. God bless America.
Hello, everybody. I loved making this album for you, and I sincerely hope that you'll enjoy this tribute to musical America. Thank you.
of race card communists. It's a tool that they use to split the nation. Those who divide us will enslave us. Those who take your guns away intend to kill you. Never let them take your guns away. Never let them take your freedom away. That's why Americans are different. After Pearl Harbor, Admiral Yamamoto was asked by Japanese press why he did not continue on and invade California. And he said, behind every blade of grass is an American with a rifle. You know how many rifles we have in this country? 400 million. Nobody's going to take all of them away. They may get the first 100 million, but then they're going to get 300 million shots back. It only took 25% of the nation to defeat the British in the American Revolution. Only 25% of the country stood up and fought with Washington. And in 1781, and those who turned against us were asked to leave. And the last British merchant ship pulled out to bring the disloyal Americans back to England. They said you could stay if you want, but why would you want to do that? Nobody likes you. You're either American and there's no other. So we were talking about American pride. I got to tell you, I saw it. I was in the Middle East, and one of the first things I learned as a businessman is that Americans have imagination that other countries do not have. I'm not talking about the Germans. They're very creative. But in the Middle East, the only way a merchant can do business, they believe in their heads that the only way they can do business, if they can get a better price than the guy that has the product, and then they can go to market against him. They can't go with a second product, a different brand. I'll give you an example. I had a partner who was a young man. And he came to me, and his father and I and this young man and a woman formed a trading company in Kuwait. And the agreement was that if one wanted the other to drop out, and the other being his father, if we wanted him to drop out, he would drop out. I would never vote for anything like that. So he comes to me, the son, and he says, "Mr. Tom, you know, I am an officer in the Golden Sword Company, yet my father gives me no pay. He does not treat me right. He's living in his father's palace. His father is paying to raise his family. He's got two kids." And I said to him, "Mohammed, why don't you go out on your own and start your own company?" He says, "Why should I do that? I just have to wait for my father to die." Hey, does that sound like American entrepreneurship? Of course, the communists will tell you that President Trump was born with a golden spoon in his mouth, and his father gave him $1 million to go into business. And then they labeled his father a slumlord. Well, my mother-in-law lived in one of the slums, and she was very happy to be there. She came from a neighborhood that turned criminal. And one thing about old man Trump, he always looked out for his tenants, and he treated them good. And he made sure that he went every week to visit and talk to them. So, don't let the communists paint dirty pictures, because it's never the truth. Communists don't know truth. They don't play by rules. They don't play, definitely they don't play by the Ten Commandments. Anyway.
Hopefully.
So, let me take a break and we'll give you a tune, find you something from the 50s that you might like, and then we'll continue. Tonight is Donald Trump indoctrination night. It sure beats being a good little communist. Did you ever hear the lumpen proletariat? You know who they are? It's a communist description. They're useless people who are used to start a revolution. And once the revolution is a success, they get liquidated. So, aren't you glad you're an American? Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, right to bear arms. It's not a bad deal. Here's a 50s group called The Charts, and it's a girl's name, Desiree. What a lovely name. The '50s. What a beautiful time in America. Love was innocent. Pot hadn't gotten uptown yet. The most people did was drink beer. Everything was made in the USA. I remember, you know that after World War II, we had the largest merchant marine fleet in the world. Brooklyn Navy Yard was pumping out 3 ships a week. And I heard something from a guy named Victor Hansen. It's on Laura Ingraham a lot. And I happened to catch one of his lectures. And he said at the end of, think about this, at the end of World War II, the United States Air Force had 100,000 four-engine bombers. Guess how many Germany had throughout the whole war? None. That's how powerful we were at the end of World War II. I remember going up the Hudson River in a small craft with my buddies, and we came upon merchant ships tied 3 across for as far down the river or up the river as the eye could see. I couldn't believe it. And during the war, we lent ships to England to keep them alive. That's how much the American people could produce. And now, everything's made in China. That can't be no more. Because China is becoming an enemy. And they've bought their way into the country, and they own a lot of politicians. And they own a lot of college professors. And they own the world, what is it, WTO, World Trade Organization? And the other one that's the medical, or is that the same one? I'm not sure. But we have companies that are U.S. companies, and they're making all their goods in China. Now, why are they doing that? Because the profits are fantastic. You don't have to pay benefits. You don't have a union. And I often joke that the first aircraft carrier will be named the SS Walmart. We're all paying for it. We're all buying cheap goods. And all the money goes to China. But why should an American invest in the United States and deal with all the headaches, unions and strikes? Over in China, there's no strikes. Unless the government strikes at you. You don't have to worry about paying medical benefits, pension funds. So, the margin of profit is fantastic. Think about this. How many meth labs are in the United States? A lot, right? A lot. You don't know, I don't know. But if you do some research, you'll find out real quick. That's all we got is meth labs. We can't make one aspirin. We can't make one aspirin. The medical manufacturers in China have to come home. And President Trump may recall them or be called Chinese manufacturers. And that's going to come very shortly, because a lot of people died with this virus that escaped from Wuhan. And if you ask any questions, they won't answer till you eat your bat soup. Yeah, Wuhan wonton. So the American manufacturers of medicines has to come home. And I understand that Putin, he likes Trump's idea of making him come home. He's thinking of recalling all the American journalists back home to the Soviet Union. If you see them asking the president questions, and they're not asking questions, they're attacking. They attack with accusations. And they have, some people say, who's some people? Some people say, doctors say, who's a doctor? Doctors say, Trump is, he's pulled the rabbit out of a hat every time. Remember when he said you're going to be begging to stop winning? He brought the market way up. And I'll tell you one thing about Trump. Once we have this wonton soup problem made in China over with, he is going to bring that economy back so fast, you're not going to believe it. We almost hit 30,000 in the Dow Jones. I guarantee you that when he starts his rock and roll on the way back up in the recovery, he'll break 40,000. And a lot of people are going to make money. So if you got a few bucks, you might want to buy some American stock. I give you an example. I bought 50 shares of Rite Aid. I couldn't believe it. One day I just happened, I'm not in the stock market, I just looked up Rite Aid. You know how much it was? 77 cents. Rite Aid, the drugstores. Drugstores are doing good, right? 77 cents. So I bought 50 shares. I'm a small investor. You know what it went to? In about less than 30 days, it went to $20 a share. $20 a share. And you know what I done? I panicked. I sold it at three. I thought I was doing good. And it went to 20. And that's only 50 shares of stock. GE is a huge company. GE's stock is way down there. Whatever problems they got and whoever screwed up the company, but GE's is a survivor. Just like Americans are survivors. I think GE down the road is going to be a nice stock to own. And if you buy stocks that are very low, like $3 a share or $5 a share, if it doubles, you did good. And you're still low. $6 a share, $10 a share. So if you're thinking of going into the market, the rebound is going to be fast. Wall Street's not going to be able to predict when the rebound comes. But this president, I guarantee you, by the time he leaves office in 2024 and turns over the government to Mike Pence for another 8 years, I guarantee you that he has the national debt paid for. This guy knows how to move money. He knows how to move stock. He knows how to move the American people. You hear him, right? When was the last time you saw a president pray for the American people? Live on TV. Never happened. I call him God's intervention, and I didn't name him. I didn't give him that title. A woman I know called him God's intervention. And he takes no pay. He works twice as hard as anybody else. Where are the congressmen tonight? They're all home. They're all home, bitching about Trump. Yeah. And there are rhino rats, too. Look at Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney, Utah, you're going to pull this guy back, man. He's going to make you look horrible. And the state of Connecticut, my God, the home of Nathan Hale. How can you send Rambo Blumenthal to Washington as a senator? How could you send this imposter? The guy is a flagrant, known, stolen valor thief. He told his constituents he was in the war zone in Vietnam. He was never in the war zone in Vietnam. He was never in Vietnam. He's walking around wearing all kinds of medals. And they made him a senator. A senator. My God. It's terrible. Okay, we'll take a break for another tune. He was taken prisoner at the Battle of Toys for Tots.
John's in love with Joe.
John's in love with Joe. Joe's in love with Jim. Jim's in love with someone who's not in love with him. What was meant to be must be. C'est la vie, c'est la vie. Life's a funny thing when it comes to love. You don't always conquer the one you're dreaming of. As they say in old Paris, c'est la vie, c'est la vie. Those who fall in love agree, it's the unsolved mystery. No one's gonna cry, though he stole her love from me. C'est la vie, c'est la vie.
Welcome back. Okay, we sayonara'd with the last tune called C'est la vie. Beautiful 50s song. Love song. That's all there was love. Is there love today? I don't think so. The average marriage lasts 5 years. When we got married, you had your $100 and she had her $100 and we put it together and we had $200. Today they do net worth workups on each other. They don't want to find out that the groom owes a $400 in college tuition. And he's taking a job as a tropical fish watcher. Yeah. It's terrible, man. It's terrible. They got to do mergers. They got to do net worth workups. Life is more complicated. Okay, so tonight we'll be doing a tribute to Donald Trump. El Trumpo. El Magnifico. The people's choice. 63 million Americans made him president. And as my mother would say, he got all the electrical volts. And the communists wished that he did get electrical volts. You know, I never saw so many whiners. And I got to tell you, they must only buy sour grapes. And then they stomp them and then they whine. Imagine Hillary had fireworks ready to go because she was going to be crowned Queen. Yeah. And when she found out she lost, she said, cancel the fireworks. You know, Ginny, the people must suffer for their mistake. Do not let them see the fireworks. Throw them in the garbage. Yeah, and she didn't even come down to give a defeat speech. Hello, a greater man than I am kicked my ass. It wasn't supposed to happen. The FBI, or the Lefbi as they are now known, was supposed to flake them. You know what flaking is? They plant evidence on you, and then they arrest you. They usually do it in drug busts. Yeah, very easy. Remember the diamond in the Titanic? And they planted it on Leonardo DiCaprio. That's called flaking. Okay, we have the man of the hour for the job of the century. He is going to cure us of a disease, and then he's going to restore our prosperity. So he cannot do it alone. The tree of freedom needs three branches: the House, the Senate, and the presidency. Not a two out of three. It needs all three branches to grow, for freedom to grow. You've seen what the Democrats have done. For 3.5 years, they played stick in the mud. They opposed him on everything. If he said he wanted to buy cigars, they would say, you can only have cigarettes. They are ornery people. They are not Americans. They are not cut from the same cloth as the spirit of America is. You, my friends, are the American people. You are different. I keep saying that. You're different. Somehow, when you were born, God put a little red, white, and blue flag in your heart. And that makes you different from everybody else in the world. Except the Indians from India, the poor ones, because they have a saying, we want to go to the country where the poor are fat. And they know. They know. And one of those Indians gets off Air India with all his belongings in a cardboard box tied with rope. And he goes down the street, and he goes to a hardware store, and he cuts a deal with the owner of the hardware store to buy a broom, and he'll pay him from his first day's pay. And then he goes up and down the street offering to sweep for people. And 10 years later, he will be sitting at a big desk, and he'll be buzzing in the water boy. And you better hope that's not you. If you're going for college education, pick the subjects that are not communist. If there's a brainwashing professor, get away from him. I remember Sean Hannity having a show, and a guy called in. He goes, I'm going to a communist college, and if I say anything, my professor will fail me. And Sean told him, go along with the professor. You need the degree. There are guys that won't do that. There are guys that won't do that. They're called Americans. And every American has two big Liberty Bells. And the Democrats have BBs. But they're against women from having BBs. They call it choice. There's no choice. That kid doesn't have a choice. If you want to do right and with choice, let that kid choose to be born and give him 1 year and 2 months and listen to him say, I love you, mommy. And then kill him. There's no difference if you kill him in the womb or you kill him outside the womb. It's still a child. And if you let it grow, it'll say, I love you. That's why God makes puppies, kittens, beautiful, and children, beautiful, so you don't kill them. And Planned Parenthood would make more money instead of running a chop shop and selling the body parts separate if they changed over to not abortion clinics, but adoption clinics. Pay the mother $65,000 to go full term and let her leave the baby and put it up for adoption. Nobody dies. Everybody lives. Okay. So hang in there and we'll give you a tune. Let's go back to 1966. A Brazilian group called Brazil 66.
Quem é homem de bem? Não trai o amor que ele quer. Seu bem, quem diz muito que vai, não vai, e assim como não vai. Não vem quem de dentro de si, não sabe morrer sem amar. Nem quem e o dinheiro de quem, não dá é o trabalho de quem. Não tem
capoeira que é bom.
Não cai sem gile, cai, cai bem.
Birimbau, 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 birimbau. Birimbau, 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 birimbau. Capoeira me mandou dizer que já chegou, chegou para lutar. Birimbau me confirmou, vai ser briga de amor, tristeza camarada.
Quem eu mente bem? Não trai o amor que ele quer. Seu bem, quem diz muito que vai, não vai, e assim como não vai. Não vem
quem de dentro de si, não sai, vai morrer sem amar. Ninguém, e o dinheiro de quem não dá, é o trabalho de quem não tem. Capoeira que é bom.
Não cai, acende ele cai, cai bem.
Birimbau, 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 birimbau. Birimbau, 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 que bom.
Não cai, acende ele cai, cai bem.
Birimbau, 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 birimbau.
How can you hate a president who wants to do good for the American people? Why would you even think evil thoughts about him? He's for America first. He's living proof of the spirit of America. Oh, he bankrupted. He went bankrupt 4 times. That's an option for a business. A business is failing. They have bankruptcy procedures. Atlantic City was failing. The casinos were failing. How much do you want one guy to bleed money? Think about all the businesses that he built. You know, they say he came out of a business meeting at Trump Tower. I think it was Trump Tower. He came out with all these $2,000 suit boys with Gucci shoes. And as he came out the building, there were construction workers working on his building. And he turned to them, he says, "You guys go ahead, I'll catch up with you." And he had lunch with the guys that were sitting around with the brown bags. That's Trump. He's a man of the people. And color means nothing to him. You're not going to play the race card on Trump. And I'll tell you, the race card is a communist tactic. It's been used since the Communist Party invaded the Negro Garagemen's Association in Queens, New York, in 1914. That's how long communism has been working on the United States. It never went away. And Vladimir Putin could put up the hammer and sickle on his submarines tomorrow. America first means America survives. And I'll tell you, if I was Trump, President Trump, I would tell the chemical companies that are making medicines over in China, get your ass home and get home quick. If not, I'll declare you a Chinese company and we will create our own new manufacturers of those products on American soil. And he can do it quickly. Enough of putting, trying to keep the middle class and down and giving jobs to foreigners. I'll give you an example. Nike. Everybody loves Nike. Nike. All the sports stars, they get paid millions to endorse Nike. You know where the millions are coming from? They're coming from me and you and everybody that buys Nike shoes. And you know that Nike does not have one factory in the USA. So, a pair of sneakers that sells for $295 costs Nike in a sweatshop $2.95 to make. They got money to spend. They got profits to spend. They can give basketball players millions. But they're not going to put a factory in a ghetto because the ghetto costs too much. Do you know that there are kids in slave labor countries that get up at 4 in the morning, go to work till 12 at night, and they get paid pennies? I was at a trade show in Kuwait. It was direct from USA. And the Department of Commerce got word that the Brits, this was just after Kuwait was liberated, the Department of Commerce got word that the Brits were coming with a giant trade ship and were going to take advantage of Kuwaiti generosity. And the Emir of Kuwait had told his people, buy American. So the Department of Commerce learned the British were going to beat them to the punch, and they put out a cry for help. And I was the one token. There was a couple of token small business people that responded. And we got on a CIA plane, one-way trip. And in other words, when you try to come home, you're on your own. And they told us, if whatever you bring, you will sell. And I brought, and the freight was $1 a pound. And I brought 1,200 pounds of catalogs from, I forget how many manufacturers, small business. A lot of them were in Elkhart, Indiana. Little small mom and pop manufacturers. And when I got to Kuwait Airport, it cost me another $1,200 to move the catalogs to the hotel. And as it turned out, we did the trade show, and I made the news. And my quotation was, Saddam Hussein has opened the biggest chop shop in the world. Because they took everything. I looked at buildings that had holes in them. I said, boy, well, they fired a lot of artillery shells into those buildings. Guy says, no, those aren't artillery holes. That's where the air conditioners used to be. The Iraqis took everything. They took everything. Do you know it was a death penalty if you had a fax machine? Not one Kuwaiti businessman had a business card. They weren't allowed to have business cards. Unbelievable. You wouldn't believe what went on there. So I said to myself, if I bring a crankshaft grinder and I don't sell it, I'll be lugging this thing into the desert. So I brought catalogs. And when I came back from Kuwait, I would say half the small business guys that I represented were out of business. You know what they say about small business? Small business is 30 days away from bankruptcy. If you got to go 60 days without money, you're out of business. And President Trump is trying to do something for small business, for farmers. It's the only guy. You think any of these other guys would be caring about this? Yeah. They love you during the election, during the prelude to the election. But once they win reinfection, they close the door in your face. There's not too many good guys out there, and definitely Democrats do not have your best interest at heart. So I was telling you about the communist play that been playing the black community since 1914. 1914 is the founding of the Bolshevik Revolution. They were here working already. They were throwing the Romanov family, after they shot them and bayoneted them all, down a mineshaft. And that's how communism was founded, on the murder of the family. And that's what communism does today. They murder the family. In 1973, the last communist candidate for the presidency of the United States was named Gus Hall. He was soundly defeated by Americans. And he told his party, we no longer will field candidates under the communist logo. From now on, we're going to go into the Democrat Party and take it over. And that's what you have today. They call them liberals, progressives, radical left-wingers. They're all communists. The only ones that are not communists are the generational Democrats who came to this country and was received well by the Democrat Party. And they've been lifelong Democrats and loyal ever since. But half of them wised up and they're all Republicans. The Democrat Party is no longer the party of the little guy. The Democrat Party is the party of controlling the masses and manipulating them. But I got bad news for the Democrat Communist Party. The people that you've been using as bullet catchers and cannon fodder, or as they're known in Russia as the lumpen proletariat, the people that you've been using, the Latinos and the African Americans, don't look at you the same way as they did when they first got here. They see that you're using them. And here's the shocker. The Democrat Party is known as anti-God, anti-flag, their last convention, they threw God out. And you can get the video of the roll call. Their last convention, they threw God out. And no God, no flag, no anthem, no kids. You can't call child murder settled law. You're not settling God's law. God says, thou shalt not kill. He's only got 10 rules. Of course, the Democrats want to remove the word not. President Trump is God's intervention. And 80% of African Americans and 80% of Latinos are Christian. They have one master. His name is Jesus. And when they go into the voting booth, along with union members who were told to vote for the opposition to Trump, they're all voting Trump. You're going to see a big increase in the number of African Americans and Latinos voting for Donald Trump, El Trumpo. You're not going to believe it. I'm predicting Trump wins by 80 million votes. These polls don't believe the polls. The polls are being taken by CNN, NBC, all Trump haters. Any network that has a C in it stands for communist. NBC, nothing but communist. ABC, always be communist. CBS, the communist broadcasting system. Or communist bullshit. CNN, the communist nut network. They are the worst. They are the worst. It's really sad. Did you see they jumped the Surgeon General today? He's an African-American admiral. They jumped him. They called him a racist. If you're a black in the Republican Party, you're an Uncle Tom. Well, you see, the party of death to little children doesn't know the real story of Uncle Tom. Uncle Tom was Christ-like. Uncle Tom took a horse whipping to save a black girl's life, a fragile girl who couldn't fill one bag of cotton. And Uncle Tom gave her his full bag, and he took the whipping that she was supposed to get that would have killed her. And they can't get more Christ-like than that on Good Friday. Speaking of Good Friday, we're going to jump to a Good Friday tune. Recently, due to this virus, a mother and a son went into the hospital with the virus, and the son died. It must be horrible for that mother to wake up to find out that the son that she loved and carried and nursed all his life has left earth before her. That is really sad. So, it's 9:45, and Jesus is dead. And his mother, who gave birth to him, is left to weep with a broken heart. Every mother knows that feeling. I don't know if you notice it or not, but you know the press isn't sending their frontline journalists to the interview. See, that's to insult the president. That's their way of doing it. And it doesn't matter. Like the president says, I don't care if you don't like me, but you can't go after the American people. You can't go after everybody that's sacrificing to save lives. You can't go after the frontline nurses and doctors. Say what you want about me. It's not about me. It's about the American people. You're not going to get a bigger fan of you than him. So you think about that. And they don't ask questions. They attack with questions. And they're a disgrace. I would love to be up there on that podium. President for a week. The other president of the United States. And I'd say, okay, NBC, come on up front here. CNN, come on up front here. Washington Post, come on up here. Everybody get up in the front. The rest of you move back. And then I'd say some of the things we're fighting this plague with. We've just come up with a new weapon. And I pull out a bazooka-looking item. And I say, this is the go-away ray gun. And I'm just going to give you a little demonstration. And then I would point it at the first row, and the first row disappears. Say, how's that? Wasn't that good? Yeah, let me try the second row. Yeah. That would make my day. But nobody is trying harder for the United States. He wants to keep us out of poverty. He wants to keep us healthy. What else? The guy doesn't smoke. He doesn't drink. He doesn't do dope. I mean, the guy's a living example. And he's healthy. He's got energy. What is he, 77? And he's slightly overweight. He's a little chubby. But you know what? He's in better shape than 90% of the country. And he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink, he doesn't do drugs. Because he lost a brother. And let me tell you about drugs. 1 out of 5 Americans will lose a loved one because of drugs. And they'll tell you all the wonders of marijuana, and now they call it cannabis. And it's a wonderful thing. And if autistic kids benefit from it, give it to them. If anybody in pain benefits from it, you give it to them. But when I see conservative periodicals advertising, get in on the marijuana profits, I know that's not good. And I got a friend that's a PA, and he tells me, Tom, not one person ever OD'd on marijuana. Yeah. And I say to him, that may be true. But anybody who ever OD'd started with weed. And every family will have a casualty in their clan. Guaranteed. Because they're going to go from legalized weed to legalized shoot-up shops. So there's a book called Red Cocaine. And it was written in the 60s. And it was the beginning of smuggling drugs into the United States. And the first ones who smuggled drugs into the United States, are you ready for this? The Chinese. Up through South America. Mao Zedong in 1929 was growing poppies to kill Americans. And now today they kill us with fentanyl. And you better hope they didn't kill us with germ warfare. You better pray that they're not perfecting a drug. You got two Navy ships that are infected. You better pray that they're not in biological, radiological, and germ warfare. So, when they get finished with us, half the nation's going to look like the walking dead. You know, in Puerto Rico, one out of seven people is a heroin addict. Have you ever seen what heroin does to women? Their teeth turn black. They fall out. Their body is full of lesions like a leper. You have no idea the horrors. And then the money will be in rehab. And they'll show you the ad of a beautiful girl with wild black hair and a black gown. And she's out in Malibu. And she's for $10,000 a day, she's getting rubdowns and margaritas. She's in rehab. That's not going to be you. You're going to be outside a clinic waiting for an egg salad sandwich, complaining about you not being taken care of. You know how many people end up in emergency rooms because they ran out of the alternate to heroin? I'm trying to think of the name, but it's escaping me. Starts with an M, I think. We're being taken down, folks. Suicides. The suicide rate is up. Our GIs are committing suicide. I forget how many a day. I think it's 12. I might be wrong. It might be higher. People don't get married anymore. They hook up like a B-52 bomber getting fuel. And they got the portable furniture because it's not going to work out. You got to get married in front of God. You got to take the vow in front of the Lord. And you got to invite him to the wedding. It's sad. It's really sad. You see, the immigrants that came here, they had 13 kids because four would die and they needed them to work a farm so they could all survive. And now you got the Democrats running around. They want you to register your grapes because they found out during the American Revolution the Americans use grape shot. These people are sick. They don't know what they're doing. They know not what they do. We got to get smarter. And believe me when I tell you, Americans are very creative and inventive. I'll give you one example. You've all seen the invasion of France during D-Day. And you saw those Higgins boats that were shallow draft boats made of plywood. And they would try and get the troops to the beach. And the Germans had crisscross girders. They looked like jacks. You ever play jacks? You throw the jacks up in red ball up in the air and you can't pick up the jacks. They were cross girders in the shallow water just to break up the Higgins boats, the invasion boats. So we lost 6,000 guys at Normandy just getting to the beach. And you know those guys that made it? They were the front line for the entire war. They were the front line for the entire war. So, we made it through the beach, and we got to the hedgerows, and the hedgerows were stalling the invasion. So what did American ingenuity do? They went back to the waterline, they took those, I forget what they're called, those steel girders. They're X-shaped, and they welded them to the front of their tanks. And then they didn't have to go over the hedgerows. They went right through them. That's American know-how. You see how many people are working on a cure for this virus? It started out with one or two companies, and now we don't even know how many we got. At least 50 or 60. And somebody's going to come up with something. One guy will come up with something. And the president was hoping, and is still hoping, that we beat this virus on Easter Sunday. Because he believes in the resurrection. And all Americans should believe in a political resurrection. And the time for Americans to come is on November the 3rd. And teach these communists a lesson they will never forget. If you thought they were crying when Hillary lost, you haven't seen anything. You haven't seen anything. All these people that are not saying anything, they're just going about their work during the day. When on November the 3rd, they pull that black curtain behind them and make their selection, you're going to hear a lot of Viva el Trumpo. You're going to hear a lot of hallelujahs and oh happy days, because we're not going to let you kill the goose that lays the golden egg. Sorry, pal, you can't get us out of the hole, but this man can. And the difference is, he's not a politician. He's a businessman. And if we had more businessmen running the country, in the House and the Senate, we'd be better off. So, having said that, we're going to play a little tribute to America.
Oh, yeah.
I am
not
afraid.
Not
President Trump asked us, what do you have to lose? He took us all into the winner's circle. And he's going to do it again. And all he needs is the vote of the American people. And he deserves it, and he's earned it. He takes no salary. And he gives it his all. No one tries harder. What do you have to lose? Everything. The only reason that you and I are here today is because some young man or woman gave their lives so that we could enjoy tomorrow. We have an obligation to repay their sacrifice and to make sure America stays strong and lives long. And remember this, if America falls, the last words that you will hear is not shoot the black man, shoot the white man, shoot the Oriental. The last words that you will hear are kill the Americans. So, if you're going to die like one, live like one, vote Trump and grow strong. The next tune is a vinyl record. It's made by the original cast of World War II. There are 47 scratches in this record. Each scratch represents 8,000 Americans who died so that you could enjoy tomorrow. Remember, you have their spirit in you. The spirit of America is stronger than anything else.